Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact. And redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I am your host, Rosie Acosta, yoga teacher and teacher trainer, mindfulness coach, speaker, and creative writer. I am also the founder of RadicallyLoved.com, a website where you can go for more information about yoga, mindfulness, meditation, and lifestyle advice. On this podcast, we talk to people within our health and wellness community that are creating content through the ritualistic practice of yoga, meditation, or overall mindful living. We hope to create value in your life so that you can achieve your highest potential and live a radically loved life. To stay in touch with us, just follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Rosie Acosta and on Facebook at Radically Loved Rosie. You can sign up for our newsletter on radicallyloved.com to stay up to date on future workshops, retreats, and latest podcasts. I think that one of my favorite, when I say favorite, meaning not my favorite, things that I get asked is, how did you get that? How did you do that? Do you guys get that ever? You get something or something exciting happens to you. You have those certain people in your life that are like, how did you get that? How did that happen? How did that happen for you? I have most recently very honored to have been featured in the December issue of Yoga Journal, which is, I'm still like flabbergasted at the fact that my face is on the cover of this most incredible magazine that I have been a subscriber for a long time. In fact, the first Yoga Journal I ever got was, I think it was like 98, and Sean Korn was on the cover. And that was the first time that I actually realized that there was physical postures with this yoga thing, because I was introduced to yoga as a yoga philosophy in my late teens. So the physical component didn't come until after the fact, but I digress. So one of the things that I wanted to speak to, and for those of you who have been listening to my podcast for a long time, know that I, you know, have these random insights that I like to share with everybody. And, you know, one of the things that I noticed for me is a trigger point is this whole, like, how did that happen? How did that happen? I've always been of the mindset, like, instead of you spending time asking why this person's getting this or why this person's getting that or why not me, it's like, focus on working on getting what you want. Don't play the game of comparison. You know, comparison, I say this all the time, is the biggest joy kill. And if you focus on all the ways that you're not getting something, that's not the way to generate more of that into your life. For me, it's always been a mindset practice. I remember creating vision board years ago. This was back in like 2009, so almost 10 years ago, where I cut out a yoga journal cover and put it on my vision board. And did I try and manifest myself on the cover of a magazine? I'm sure subconsciously, yeah, that was definitely something that would have been really cool to have or to get to. But it was more of coming from a place of a desire to want to create something that was meaningful and something that really meant something to me. Anytime I've tried to manifest things into my life has always come from that place. And the same thing happened with the Live Be Yoga tour that I did last year. And it's funny because I like to keep my old vision boards. And I found that one not that long ago. And I remember having that logo after the girls from the first tour stayed at our house in Los Angeles. And I remember just putting so much energy into that when I applied. And look, I did the footwork. I applied. I did the things. I put myself out there to get on this tour, and it happened. And you know, the reason why I wanted to speak to this at this state and at this level is because I want people to understand that there is work that needs to be done in order to achieve the things that you want. And that goes with anything. And this is something that I've found my entire life. And if you've read the article, then you know what my upbringing was like, and you know the adversity that I had to overcome. And it wasn't overcome just in a day or in a year. This has been an ongoing journey for me. And if anything, I hope that this huge celebration or feat in my career will serve to inspire or encourage those of you out there who want to create that same thing for yourself. Maybe you're a new yoga teacher and you have a dream or a desire to be on the cover of a magazine, or you have the dream and desire to write a book or create a program or create your own training or lead a retreat or open a studio. Whatever it might be, you have to be able to start from a place of having a positive mindset. You're not going to get there by comparing yourself to everybody else or asking, why not me? That's not the way to get there. The way to get there is to be able to generate so much gratitude and so much love for the life that you currently have, and channel that vision into creating a pathway for yourself that's going to be exciting to do, that's going to be exciting for you to wake up to in the morning and do, and not wake up and fret over the things that aren't happening, right? I mean, I have been really fortunate and blessed to have really incredible people in my life. And I know that, you know, they believe in me, and I feel that they believe in me just like there are people in your life that believe in you, because you'll do the hard work, because you won't give up, because you will continue to thrive and push through and move forward. And so how did I get to this place, right? Was there a strategy that I used? I'd love to be able to sit on this podcast, on the solo cast, and tell you that there was a formula for it. And I can't say that there was, but I can't say that there wasn't, right? All I can do is share the things that I did in my life to be able to create not only this opportunity, but all the other opportunities that have come into my life. I'm really passionate about talking about this again, because I feel like there's a lot of people out there and people that have reached out or people that have asked the questions like, why you, is essentially what I'm getting, which is totally fine. So aside from creating my vision board with, you know, my yoga journal and all like the fun pictures on there and powerful words and things that really created excitement for me to live my life in a very methodical way, which I try to do, and I'm not perfect, just like everybody else. One of the things that I found was that I didn't ever give up on the bigger vision, you know. And what does that mean? What does that look like? That means that you have something that you want to create. There's something that you're really passionate about or something that you're really wanting to do. Why aren't you doing it, right? So there might be the excuse of, well, I have a day job, or I don't have the resources, or I don't think it's the right time, or I don't have the proper support. Well, what can you do? What small thing can you do to begin to create that vision for yourself? It can be absolutely small. And for me, it was creating a vision board. I mean, that was really ground zero. At that point, I think I just quit my job and I knew that I wanted to teach yoga. I didn't have any students. I didn't even have a class. I didn't even have a studio that I taught at. It was just, I had a vision and I created it and I put it on paper. And I put it somewhere where I can look at every day and feel really good about it, even though it wasn't happening. And yes, there would be the days where I'd get caught up on all the things that weren't happening. But for the most part, I really committed to that vision. I knew how I wanted to feel and I knew what I wanted to create. I didn't know how I was going to get there. I had no idea. I didn't have money in my account. I didn't have mentors in my life at that moment to help me. All I had was a vision and I knew how I wanted to feel, and that was it. And so if there's people out there that are wanting a template, create it. Create it for yourself. What does that look like? What can you do? Can you change the screensaver on your phone? Can you give yourself little reminders? Can you write an alarm? Can you create a vision board? Can you manifest with your close circle of friends? Can you cultivate a tribe to get you motivated and to inspire you to get to a place where all you want to do is focus on that? Where the sometimes insidious nature of social media creates the feeling of inadequacy. If that's happening for you, then maybe you need to go on a digital detox. I do those quite frequently because I get it. I fall into the same cycle as we all do. It's part of our nature. And so how I got to be on the cover of this most epic magazine, I still have no clue. I really don't. I think that, you know, I had some great people that really believed in me and really believed in what I was doing. But I think it's because I'm doing the work and I am committed to just continuing to forge forward regardless of the accolades, because I truly believe that I have value to give to the world, that I have a vision of what I want to create and how I want to feel and how I want my students to feel and how I want my listeners to feel and how I want the people in my life to feel. And I feel like when you really focus on what value you want to offer the world, I think that all of those things that you want to create in your life will really just come. You know, this is really about being able to manifest the things that you want to create in your life. This has nothing to do with covers or best-selling books or top iTunes rated. This has to do with what you want to create in your life that's going to really ultimately make you feel happy. And does that happiness align with being of service and providing value for the people in your life? So I hope that this is helpful for all of you. I know that all of you listeners have really continued to inspire me to do what I do. And so one of the main reasons why I think that I am where I am is because of all of you. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I feel that a lot of the incredible and great things that are happening to me at the moment is because I have such a strong and powerful community, and because those of you listening are continuing to work on yourself. And the higher I rise, the higher I get to uplift you. And the higher you rise, the more that you'll help to uplift me. So thank you for that. As always, thank you so much for being here. I love you all very much. I'm going to ask myself, what do I radically love? And I radically love all of you. So thanks so much for listening. Is there something missing in your life? Is there something that you want to do in the world to create an impact, but feel that it's overwhelming? So many of us walk through life feeling unsatisfied, overwhelmed, tired, and desperate for a deeper connection, but don't quite know how to achieve the things that we want in life. Join us this spring at the Dunskey Castle in Scotland for 7 days of yoga, meditation, and yoga nidra, all focusing on finding your life's purpose. During our time together, we will learn how and when to take action, how to lead from our heart and not our head, how to break up with our inner critic for good, and dive deep into learning about desire and discipline and how this creates a purposeful life. For more information, go to radicallyloved.com, or you can message us at info@radicallyloved.com, subject Scotland. We'll see you soon. Hey listeners, we need your support. Help us by subscribing and rating to this podcast. Send us a snapshot of your review or comment, and we will send you a very special Radically Loved gift. Send your comment to info@radicallyloved.com. You can also click on the show notes here on this podcast for more information. If you want to be part of our community, please click the link to our private Facebook group on the show notes of this particular podcast, so you can be the first to hear of upcoming trainings, retreats, and special Radically Loved events. Thanks so much for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at pluralsight.com and see for yourself.